The next patient is Samuel Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old Hispanic male that has the diagnosis of Stevens-Johnson syndrome. The latest allergy was associated to heparin. The symptoms were sloughing off of the epidermis in the trunk and in the upper extremities. Periodically, the anticoagulation that we were using in the catheter and systemically was discontinued. The patient gets in the hemodialysis catheter sodium citrate in order to keep the catheter permeable, period. This patient was on peritoneal dialysis. However, there was a severe peritonitis. The catheter has to be removed, and then the patient was treated with antibiotics successfully. Period. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, in Sarasota, and we can consider the placement of a peritoneal catheter and perhaps a vascular access for a permanent hemodialysis as a backup 3 to 4 months after the resolution of the peritonitis. This is going to happen in about 2 months. Number two, the patient has been complaining of dark spots in the back. They are difficult to assess. There is no blanching. There is no signs of vasculitis, no signs of increasing the temperature, no erythema. It's a dark spot in different parts of the back, and I don't know the meaning of that. We are going to continue close observation before we consider the following step. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Eliquis. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that is treated with allopurinol. Now, the patient has a history of gout. However, it has been in remission, period. The patient is not on allopurinol. Following number, obesity. The patient is advised to decrease the body weight down to 100 kilos. The patient is currently 102 kilos. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperphosphatemia that is treated with the administration of sevelamer. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea. The patient is not using the CPAP. He was advised to consider going back to the CPAP in order to improve the general condition. Re-evaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup.